will try to connect to. It's the Grand Master. Somehow Buddha is the Grand Master, you say, but Grand Master, you could talk, even prove, even do unimaginable stuff with that invisible stuff even. He will do it. Means there are magical ways to use this logical argument. But normally, logical argument is quite impotent because it cannot help you to jump to the higher level. That's what the subject is. Yes?
The blind man's leg is a staff so that he may not fall headlong on the pebbles.
Here, the word is asa. It means cave. And that asa is very important to us. I care very much about this asa. You guess why, Rehan? Because he's talking about a piece of wood you lean on. We call it asa. First of all, that asa runs with osa, which is sin. You rely upon this stick. Rumi said, if you're a logical person, this logical argument is your cane, and it's not that wood. Now here, they will say, you know what, the leg of a blind fellow is this, is a cane, right? But, you will talk. And I brought to your attention that this asa is very important to me. And tell me why. Isn't that an interesting question? I say, this word is very important to me. You tell me why. Because it should be very important to you. Don't you remember this asa? Do you remember a special cane? Jephna.
Moses.
Not the one that Moses has. You remember the story of Moses? It's one of the beginning is one of the serious, really, part of the Holy Book. Imagine, God wants to talk to Moses. Right? This is a strange way itself. And it happens from out of blue. Suddenly Moses is looking for this little goat and stuff like that, and God talks to him. What does God tell Moses? Do you remember? It's very interesting. Imagine this story. Imagine that I'm the story maker. I want to make a story about a very bizarre accident. I choose the guy who is a strange right from the beginning. And by the beginning, I mean before contraception, before all of that. When he was not here at all, when even his parents were not together, he was estranged, the guy, right? Coming together of his parents is a bizarre stuff. He will be born very strange guy, suddenly too much. The burden is too much, he will run away, he will become a shepherd. Now, God is talking to him. What does God say to him? It's very interesting. God will say, what's that you have in your hand? As if God is ignorant and doesn't understand what Moses is doing. The amazing thing is, Moses starts to talk about this cane and the use of this cane. Moses will give a long lecture. God is talking to you and you're talking about your stick? Yes. Because that's the biggest magical part of Moses, remember? When he let go of that cane, the dragon of self will come out. That's asa. We know that's your ego. We know that your logic, and your ego are intertwined, because your ego comes from your logic. If you have a couple of degrees in that logic, and a lot of good experiences that the people will show, yeah, this fellow has that logic. No doubt you're arrogant. You become arrogant, because that's the instrument of that. That's the asa, okay? That's the cane here is talking. So remember, he started with this, that the leg of the logical people is a piece of wood. Then he said, ah, for the blind people, this piece of wood is necessary. Let's hear it.
The cavalier that became victory for the army, who is he for the religious, one possessed of sight? If, with the cane, the blind have seen their way, under the protection of people, are they clear-sighted?
Oh, that's something that nobody really pays attention to. And you don't like it when I say it to you. And I remind you a lot of this. Do you remember?
No.
I always say, listen, this logic you're playing with is invented 2,000 years ago by Aristoteles, a fellow, a Greek man. This is what you're using, that simple old stuff. It's not a big deal. But for you, it should cover all, as if from 2,000 years up to millennia that the humanity is here, they were illogical, yes. They were out of this, but they were living. And after that, there are a lot of people, they don't give a damn about this logic. But this logic became your God in a way. Everything should be logical and explainable. Thing like that. Then we say, listen, pay attention to this. Okay? The blind people, they could walk with that stick they have in hand. Right? So that stick is their way of seeing this universe. Right? So how did they learn it? They need someone with the eyes to tell them at the beginning, then they will understand it. Means that that piece of wood doesn't replace the eyes. Means at the beginning, Rumi said, you have to open another eye and look at this universe differently. Yes, with the logic and the proving system and all that, with the scientific approach, let's say, because Esteblogi means the scientist. With the scientific approach, of course you could recognize the universe. Guess what? This science is coming from them. Because who is the beginner of this logic that Aristotle is famous for? Who was the guy?
Plato.
Plato! And Plato is an idealist. That's how it goes. All these scientific stuff is created by these people. If you follow the Book of Logic, which is the dominant subject of Greek-Roman culture, amazingly, if you look deep, deep, deep in it, you will see the biggest role doesn't go to philosophers like materialists or whatever. It goes to a fellow like Ibn Arabi, which will explain that logic in a way that suddenly the gates are open to a spirituality and all that, and he's a logical person. When he talks like that, their input actually created this science. Science doesn't come out of the scientific question. The question is a spiritual question. First is, this is the question. Who am I? What am I doing here? Why am I created? What should I do? In all of this, I'm not bringing in a logical way of understanding my logical existence here. I'm talking about the role I have in the human spirituality.